President Bush spent today visiting factories in Ohio, including one that made M1 Abrams tanks for the war in Iraq. But the president's main theme wasn't war. Instead, it was the tax cut he's pushing to create jobs. He's focused on making that tax cut just as big as possible, just as quickly as possible. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president's trip to Ohio today is part of a push to bring domestic matters, most notably the economy, back to the forefront for the administration and the nation at large. But the White House is also aware that the president's increased popularity in the wake of the military success in Iraq can be used as leverage to get what he wants on a range of issues. In Lima, Ohio, the president stood on a stage with employees at a plant that built the tanks that rolled into Baghdad this month.
This is a fine place, right here in Ohio, to talk about peace and security. Because after all, it is in this facility that has provided the American military with the most effective armored vehicle in the history of warfare, the mighty Abrams tank.
In Lima and at an earlier stop in Canton, the president called on Congress to pass a new round of tax cuts totaling at least $550 billion. That's the size of tax reductions passed in the U.S. House. But the U.S. Senate, thanks to opposition to such large tax cuts by Ohio Republican George Voinovich and a small group of Republicans worried about the ballooning deficit, has approved cuts of just $350 billion. That's less than half the president's original request. Voinovich did not attend either of the president's events in his state today, and the president did not mention the senator by name, but he did have this to say about Voinovich's position on tax cuts.
Some in Congress say the plan is too big. Well, it seems like to me they might have some explaining to do. If they agree that tax relief creates jobs, then why are they for a little bitty tax relief package? If they believe tax relief is important for job creation, they ought to join us and join this administration and join many in Congress and have a robust package that creates enough work for the American people.
The president again pushed for the elimination of taxes paid on corporate dividends and called for earlier tax cuts enacted by Congress in 2001 and scheduled to be phased in over 7 years to be put in place right away, saying the sluggish economy needs a boost now. But there's still considerable argument over how effective the president's tax cut proposals will be in stimulating economic growth. Critics also point out that the majority of the tax relief would benefit wealthier Americans. It's a debate that is playing out in Ohio, where the president is very popular, but where the state government is considering raising taxes and cutting programs in order to balance the budget. Democratic State Senator Eric Fingerhut said he's not sure that the president's popularity helps him on these domestic issues.
Americans are very capable of separating out their views of the president's leadership in foreign affairs and his leadership in economic affairs. This is really not a left-right issue. This is really an objective analysis of his economic proposals. They are not the economic proposals that Ohio needs right now.
It's not clear whether the president's Ohio visit will soften Senator Voinovich's opposition to the White House tax proposals. If it fails, the position of those opposing Mr. Bush's level of tax cuts may be strengthened. Either way, it's safe to say the president's party had not expected him to be traveling the country seeking Republican votes on key issues after they won control of both chambers of Congress last November. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.